Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ting!
Nibbling is an art, like screwing or caressing. In the dictionary, it means to eat with quick, small bites, as a mouse does, or to bite with small, gentle bites. Naturally, we had to call this film The Nibblers. You'll drool over it. They nibble, they dibble, they devour, they swallow. They positively gorge themselves. Never, but never has the fine art of dining been so deliciously, deliriously, devastatingly described. Orally, anally, and visually tasty. Oh, The Nibblers is a film guaranteed to leave you in a state of throbbing satisfaction. Come and see it. Or rather, come after you've seen it. The Nibblers. A terrifically tasty motion picture. Good right down to the last delicious drop.
It's Monday, August 18th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, children wrapped in toilet paper.
I'm a mommy!
Plus, boiled peanuts used as a deadly weapon and hiding from the penis fairy. All of this plus your emails on an extended edition of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Monday podcast. We're starting off the week with a great program. Boy, did you guys come on a good night. You guys probably know this about me by now, but if there's one thing that I never get sick of, it's old people having sex. The sights, the sounds, the smells, it's all wonderful. Wonderful and musty. So I've got a new clip here of of old people having sex. It's two old women. Grandma sex. It's lesbian grandma sex. Let's take a listen to this.
Granny gonna get her cookies this time? Huh? That's what you want me to do?
What the hell is going on? What the hell is grandma gonna get her cookies tonight mean? I have no idea. It's creepy, though. There's a woman going down on the other grandma. They're both old, and eventually she starts using, vibrators on Granny. But I want to hear this part over again.
Granny gonna get her cookies this time?
Granny gonna get her cookies this time? Maybe that means cum? Orgasm?
Granny gonna get her cookies this time?
I love it because you can just hear the other old lady going down on grandma, like eating out her pussy. You know, I've actually read interviews with male porn stars, and after they reach a certain age, they're not in demand anymore, right? Because, you know, they're not young. You know, just like, you know, female porn stars, you know, the males, once they reach a certain age, you know, they get less and less work. So even while they're still relatively young, like 34 or 35 or something, some of them resort to fucking grandmas. And I've seen videos where younger guys, you know, guys in their 30s, are banging these 80-year-old broads. And in the interview, the guy says, I will never do it again. It is so disgusting. It's smelly. The pussy smells. You know, there's a dank shit ass stank to them because they don't wipe or they don't you know, completely wiped properly or whatever. And even, you know, when you think of your grandma with her pearls on, you know, at Christmas, she has that, you know, old lady perfume on, smells nice or whatever. But, you know, under those granny panties, it's like a wet, moldy basement down there or something. It's like a house. There's been some structural damages. All right, let's continue on here with the old lady porn.
Oh. Oh my god. Oh my god, it's happening. Oh.
I think she's having a heart attack. It's happening. It's finally happening.
We're sending help immediately, Mrs. Fletcher.
Thank God for Life Alert. All right. She wouldn't mind it a little deeper. It's funny, with old people porn, there's always a moment where someone in the scene is like, well, let me just move my leg. My back is going out. You know, their bodies are falling apart. They're really in no shape to be fucking.
Oh, no, my leg goes. Okay. Yes. Oh, boy, you could put it a little deeper, honey. I like that. Let me help David first, then you'll know which angle. So you can go in. Don't worry. There she goes. Okay.
Yeah, the woman getting fucked was not happy with how far she was sticking it in. She's like, no, go deeper! Fuck me with this thing!
Now, that feels good. Ooh, I like that. Ooh, that's wild. It's shaking me to pieces. Oh, should I get it? Oh, baby, I'm gonna get it.
I think she's got it. There you go. There's some new granny porn for you. A couple more pieces of audio before we get into the news. Did you guys see Ernest Borgnine on Fox News? I gotta be honest with you, I'd be surprised if you saw him on Fox News. Anyways, he was on there for some reason or another. I guess he has a book coming out, or he's turning 100 or something like that. Anyways, he whispers to the host his secret to his long life. Unfortunately, the microphone picked it all up. Take a listen.
But real quickly, you're 91 years old. You look fantastic. You look like you're in your late 60s, early 70s. What's the secret?
I don't dare tell you.
No, me. You don't know.
And then he leans over and whispers it into his ear, not meaning for it to be broadcast, but let's...
I don't dare tell you.
No, me. You don't need me.
I masturbate a lot.
Okay, I think... thank you, Ernie. That was great.
I actually heard that.
Ernie, have you ever been on YouTube?
Shut up. Good God, you're a news organization. Get it together. Finally, before we get into the news, I've got one more clip here for you.
Get back on this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I should explain what's going on here. It's a black man getting his ass eaten by a white woman. Aren't you glad I filled you guys in on that? I really should have saved this for Black Friday, but here we go. It's a black man getting his ass eaten. Or salad tossed, however you want to say it.
Get back on his ass.
This is her eating his ass and licking it and sucking it.
Oh,
That's all, folks! It did kind of sound like Merrill Howard Kalin there for a minute. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, today we've got an extended show for you. Tomorrow we'll be doing a bonus episode for Sideshow Freaks. If you want to sign up, superfreaksideshow.com, $5 a month or $50 a year. Sign up, support the program. Three quick stories and we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from Salt Lake City, Utah. The mother of an 11-year-old boy who was wrapped in toilet paper and then accidentally set on fire says the whole thing started as a prank by her son's 13-year-old brother. Quote, it was not intentional, said Renee Morgan during a news conference Tuesday at the University of Utah Hospital, where Tyler Morgan was in critical condition. It was kids just playing and being kids. And then kids just being rushed to the intensive care unit. And then kids with third-degree burns on 90% of their bodies. And then kids with no chance at a normal life. All right, Tyler and his brother Chris were playing a game with a group of neighborhood friends at a park on Monday when they wrapped Tyler in toilet paper against a pole, said Captain Ned Jackson. I'm interested in how the kid was set on fire, because apparently it was accidental. One of the boy's friends used a lighter to set some of the toilet paper on fire, underestimating how quickly it would burn. So really, it wasn't an accidental fire. It was that was on purpose. Oh, wait, there's more here. They apparently wrapped toilet paper around four poles in a pavilion to make a wrestling ring. One of the boy's friends used a lighter to set some of the toilet paper on fire. Oh, all right, so it wasn't the toilet paper that was attached to a child. It was one of the other poles that have been wrapped with toilet paper. But then, when the fire began to spread, Chris Morgan tried to stomp it out and accidentally set his foot on fire and then lit the paper wrapped around his brother also on fire. Tyler Morgan suffered burns on 14% of his upper body, including face, neck, and ears. He's being treated at University Hospital. He already has a friend nearby, though. Bridger Hunter was critically injured July 4th by exploding homemade fireworks. It's a village of idiots. Morgan's mother said the boy who lit the fire has been apologetic. Quote, kids are gonna be kids. They're gonna experiment. Doesn't seem very pissed off, does she? So there you go. If I could, if CB Walker is listening to the program, CB, please be careful next Halloween if you decide to dress yourself up like a mummy again. Don't walk near candles.
I'm a fool, later. I'm a mummy. Don't I look scary?
Second story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yes, this all went down in Spring Hills, Florida. Words were exchanged, a pocketbook was thrown at a pickup truck, and a man and several women went at each other outside a 7-Eleven store with mace and a can of boiled peanuts. When it was all settled, the Tuesday morning brawl left several people with minor injuries, peanut burns, and criminal citations, as nearly 25 braided hair extensions were strewn across the parking lot. TNB. I wonder if the police have to, like, make chalk outlines of the hair extensions crime scene. I just love that someone used boiled peanuts. Boiled peanuts? So weird. The trouble started at about 1 a.m. outside the convenience store as Marshall and Gloria Corula walked out with milk and eggs. The Corulas said women in a Ford Explorer, later identified as Phyllis Hoskin and Catherine Infant, said something slick to their 38-year-old daughter, Dawn DeLon. Dawn DeLon. All right, Infaint, who in turn accused DeLon of calling them skanks and asking them, what are you monkeys looking at, the report says. Moments later, as the Corulas drove off, one of the women allegedly threw a silver pocketbook that struck the family's pickup truck. Corula turned his pickup truck around, pulled behind the Explorer, and got out. As he approached the SUV, Hoskins sprayed him with mace. Gloria Corula and Delon rushed in, and Mrs. Corula also got a face full of mace. Infaint's mother, Patricia Infaint Penny, ran from the inside of the store to join the brawl. During the altercation, Infaint allegedly struck more than one person with a can of boiled peanuts, but she wasn't exactly sure whom she hit. Hoskin had about 25 braided hair extensions ripped out from her head during the scuffle. A witness gave a version of events that backed Marshall Corula and provided a sworn written statement. The Corulas, Delon, Hoskins, Infaint, and Infaint Penny were each issued misdemeanor citations for rioting and criminal mischief. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from England. A man has been granted a court injunction to stop a woman trying to cut off his penis. Tony Goodchild was granted the domestic violence order against his former girlfriend. He told the court the woman was trying to hunt him down and threatening to cut his cock off. The unusual application caused laughter in the courtroom, but Mr. Goodchild, who was shaking and carrying two backpacks during the hearing, said he had been in hiding in the long grass from his ex since she had bashed him up. "I'm pretty scared," he said. Mr. Goodchild told the court he went out with the woman for 4 years. Magistrate Greg Kavanaugh made him take an oath in court on the Bible to swear he was telling the truth. "You didn't make it up?" the magistrate asked. "No," Mr. Goodchild said. Mr. Kavanaugh told Mr. Goodchild he could only grant an interim domestic violence order, preventing his ex-girlfriend from approaching or threatening him, as she was not in court to answer to the case. As if, you know, she would admit to wanting to cut off his penis if she was in court.
"Yes, Your Honor. I gotta be honest with you. That's all I fantasize about, pretty much all day long. Just taking a sharp steak knife and slicing his cock off. It's actually really hard being in the same room with him right now. You know what, I tell you what, I'm gonna give you a 5-second head start, and then I'm gonna jump over this table. I don't have a knife with me, but I will gnaw your cock off with my teeth. 1 banana, 2 banana, you better get going. 3 banana.
All right, Mr. Goodchild thanked the magistrate and quickly left the courthouse, still clutching the order to his chest as he walked through the court. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, a brand new week. Let's check in with my freaky deekies.
Hey, Tim. Nybuck from Dallas, Texas here.
Mm-hmm.
I had to call to tell you this story as soon as it just happened. Okay, I'm sitting here waiting for the bus, right?
Sure.
And this bus drives by, and there's tons of pigeons all over the fucking place. And the bus driver just didn't care that this pigeon was in the way. The pigeon wasn't paying attention, and the next thing you know, squish. The bus runs over the pigeon.
Birds are dying! Birds are dying!
Now, I laughed because I hate fucking pigeons and I thought that the pigeon fucking deserved it, but it gets better. As soon as the bus moved out of the way to reveal the squashed pigeon carcass, a homeless man came running out of nowhere, grabbed the squashed pigeon, started playing with the pigeon, started singing and dancing with it, and then started licking the brains that were squished out of its skull. Everybody is repulsed and just like, and my first thought is, I need to tell Distorted View.
Wow, what a story. Yes, so everyone knows eating pigeons' brains gives you good luck. I just farted. That's why there was like a little pause there. Let me replay this here. Eating pigeons. Oh, listen very close. You can hear the fart. Eating pigeons. Let me digitally change the volume here. Now you can, you'll probably be able to hear it here. Eating pigeons. See, right there. Alright, there's my fart. Alright, a couple more voicemails here.
Hey Tim, this is Ryan from Oregon.
Hi,
I was just watching the Colbert Report on Comedy Central, and in the middle of their program today, they used pretty much, well, exactly your Sextastic Tuesday song. I thought you'd like to know that. I remember about a year ago or so, they found out that on NPR they're using the same song too. Porno songs as in...
There's only so many porno songs out there.
Hey, Tim, Sideshow Member here. Probably the very first Sideshow Member.
Oh.
But anyway, enough about me. Let's talk about what I want.
Okay.
Hey, the Jagoos. Can you put those Jagoos up? The,
as a
Jagoo, Gotti Ma, whatever that was, and the one where the guy's screaming,
Jagoo! Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll actually put those up in the ringtone section, because I think that might be a great addition to your cell phone. Oops, I just screwed up.
That'd be awesome. Put them up on ringtones.
Yes.
And the other one with the bum with the cell phone. You know which one I'm talking about. And on Break.com, they used to have that video up there, but they haven't had it up in a while. A few months. I used to watch a video like every day. It would crack me up, but...
What video is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it hasn't been up there in a while. I don't know if you had a copy of it, but if I find it on the internet or whatever, I'll try to save it this time. But
okay.
Anyway, that's about it. Oh, and, yeah, I'm looking for those pictures. You're supposed to send me pictures this week.
Oh.
Just calling to remind you. Okay. love the show. Bye.
Don is on the phone.
Hey, Tim. Sean here from the Tone Deaf Radio Show. I was so psyched to hear you play Pink Steel. it's awesome, isn't it? I played their song Fight for Cock on my show about a year ago. And
oh,
then,
yeah.
Recently I got an email from them asking them to play another song. And I really thought you'd enjoy Sausage Party, so that's why I...
Yes, I enjoyed it very much.
Oh, they got a whole bunch of stuff. Their whole album is positive, I think.
Oh,
the guys in the band are named Uduvan Duyu and Hanson Job. you should check out their website. They're a trip. All right. Later, Tim. Jagoo.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Is it? Oh, God.
When are you going to get a cookie this time?
Oh, God. I hope not. And I'm still not fully sure what that means, but it can't be good. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on D.com if you guys are Sideshow members. Stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday Show. Until then, bye, everybody!
And I want you to look in the mirror and realize you're a piece of crap.